Testing 3, 2, 1, and here we go. So one of the things that we have discovered is that this is going to end up being session 3. Session 1 was lost to the warp. Session 2, we had a Wi-Fi camera issue that ended up giving us some issues there. And so on session 3, we're going to go with audio only, and we're going to add the slide deck in. Anyway, I want to welcome you to session 0 for Cactus Flats Games. It's going to be our YouTube cast and audio podcast. What we're wanting to focus on here is we're going to actually end up being mostly a War Machine Hordes, the Privateer Press game podcast. We're going to focus on hobby and modeling. We're going to focus on background and lore. We're going to not delve so much into the smash phase list building competitive scene side of things, but we want to support the hobby narrative side. Right off, I want to give a shout out to the Preferred Enemies podcast out of Kansas City, a group of amazing guys with the Warhammer 40K podcast. We're actually shamelessly stealing their show format because I think it's pretty amazing. It works. I've been a listener for them for years, and I really do like how they do things. And so I think I'm gonna start from the get-go with adopting that format, and we'll kind of go from there. As I stated, we are going to suffer from a little bit of hobby ADD because as we work with the War Machine and the Horde stuff, we're also going to bring in folks for the RPG side of things. We're going to have a focus that's going to be, I'd like to focus in on the Iron Kingdoms RPG, which is done by Privateer Press. It's the RPG that takes place in their War Machine Hordes universe, but I'm also gonna work on some Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition stuff. We're gonna work on some supplementary products with NPCs, non-playing characters, and location stuff that to help dungeon masters out there who just need to plug some extra background information into their existing campaign. What we're wanting to do with that is actually turn it into a subscription service to start with. We're just going to have a Patreon set up that is going to be just a tip jar at this point as we're getting the kinks ironed out on what we want to commit to. It's going to be patreon.com/cactusflatsgames. And with that, it's just going to be a tip jar to show appreciation for what we're wanting to do, what we're going to accomplish. As we get things ironed out, that's going to go towards studio equipment. It's going to go towards hiring artists and maybe some freelancers for some different perspectives on some of that. But right now, what we're going to do is we're just going to just kind of give an overview of what we're looking at. So for our show format, we're going to go with a news and new releases segment. That's going to cover, it's going to be where most of our hobby ADD is going to be focused. I'm a Warhammer 40K player from the Games Workshop universe. I am a fan of many things role-playing game-wise. I'm a Shadowrun fan. I am a Call of Cthulhu fan. I am a fan of Pathfinder. So we're going to kind of just lightly follow those industries. We're going to obviously follow Privateer Press's news and new releases stuff, not only for their main War Machine Hordes lines, but also for their Monsterpocalypse, their Riot Quest lines as well. And then we're just going to kind of, you know, anything that sticks out as being something of interest, we're gonna just grab those things. I am really a holistic hobby person. There is room in our fandoms for all of us, and I really believe that just pigeonholing, you end up missing out on a lot of stuff. We're going to follow that up with a listener mail section. Obviously, it's going to be a little sparse to start with as we're building up and we're getting that background of questions going on. But we're also going to, that listener mail is going to be emails, it's going to be Facebook contacts, it's going to be a little bit of me reaching out to folks and just saying, hey, what do you think about this to start with? But it's all also hopefully in a short amount of time, it's going to be driven by the people who are listening, what they want to hear about. We're going to follow that up with a main topic session. This is where we're really going to focus on the background, on the lore stuff. It's going to be where we dig in the nuts and bolts. When we look at gameplay for War Machine and Hordes, we're going to look at more functionality rather than the building the combos. Hopefully we can get a video rig set up where we can actually walk through this is how this process works. We want this to be a very new player friendly environment where they can learn how do you do this, how, when is it appropriate to do to measure ranges, when is it appropriate to make sure to declare actions, or how does an activation work. It's just really working on building those basic all-around skills for playing the game, which then can step you off into the more competitive formats. After that, we're going to follow it up with just a hobby progress section with games played, models built, terrain built, and then just kind of a overall where we foresee things going with the direction. We'll have a Patreon follow up with where we're at with that. But anyway, that's the overall scope of what we're looking at things, and we're just really excited about where this is going to go and what we're hoping to do with it, just welcome you to follow us on YouTube. Follow us here on your podcast aggregator of choice, welcome to the ride, hope to see you later. And now we're going to go ahead and break real quick for some sponsor identification. Well, you've heard the overview, where we're intending to go, and what our overall scope is. Now we're going to jump into an abbreviated show format, and we're going to go ahead and do Session Zero. I wanted to go ahead and get started on this because Gen Con just got over. It was August 1st through the 4th. Probably would be about a week old or so by the time you're hearing this. There's a lot of really cool stuff that came out in the news and new releases side of things. RPG side of things, we had the debut of Pathfinder 2.0. Pathfinder is jumping full-fledged into the Edition Wars while everybody talks about whether they're going to switch or not. Shadowrun by Catalyst Game Labs. They have a new edition coming out, 6th edition of Shadowrun, and they're kind of going through the Edition Wars there. They have everybody trying to decide if they want to make the transition there, and both of those have been really pretty big news. Pathfinder, especially with their organized play system and making that transition and so on and so forth, whereas Shadowrun, I've not seen as much about their stuff yet. I'm kind of excited to see what the changes are, but typically, Shadowrun, they just as much update their timeline as they do their system when they switch editions there. Other things in the world of news and new releases, BattleTech, also Catalyst Game Labs there, they have had a Kickstarter going for the Clan Wars, and they're with their introducing redone molds for some clan omnimechs, and run this Kickstarter. They, as of this morning, which is August the 6th, when I checked, they were at 1.4 million for that Kickstarter. So it has done amazingly well. They've got all kinds of extras on there, and it's still got another 15 or 16 days to go, I believe. Games Workshop side, there's not been a whole lot going on. They released Apocalypse system, which really changed up how things go a couple weeks ago. And they had their small-scale skirmish fantasy setting, Age of Sigmar. They released Warcry for that. Those aren't anything. They look exciting. They're not things I've gotten into yet, but they have been really quite interesting there. War Machine and Hordes, they had Mark 3.5 is what the community is kind of calling it, and has come out. It's pre-released here at Gen Con this last week, and in the next month here in September, they're going to be actually with the full release. But what they're calling it is War Machine Oblivion. There's a lot of neat things about this. A, it's advancing the storyline some, and B, it's like a narrative campaign format, which has been really exciting. It's story driven. It's not so much the come out and punch your opponent in the face type format like your typical steamroller event is. They've also revised all of the themes. They've combined the War Machine and the Hordes rule books. It just has been really groundbreaking. It's got the community talking. It's really been a really good release for that community. They also had another side game, Riot Quest, released here at Gen Con, which I'm still digging into that and kind of sorting out how that plays out. The figures are pretty cool. They're scaled a little bit differently than your typical War Machine Horde stuff, but I'm really looking forward to seeing how those get painted up as those get out in the community. And we're back. This is a segment of the show where we go through listener mail. As it is session zero, we don't have a whole lot to fill that with. Although I do want to call out some good conversation there was on some of the War Machine Facebook group that I kind of kicked off. One of the things that we deal with as a player base with War Machine is the company focus over the years has always been the competitive tournament format. There's been some support for some narrative campaigns off and on, but overall, the narrative and the hobby sides have been a lot less focused. And so the new themes were for the different factions were spoiled, and some of the changes that were coming out were kind of trickled out to the player base prior to the pre-release at Gen Con. There was a lot of saltiness in the communities. A lot of, well, why didn't they fix this? Or this particular item right here is still unplayable. And the parts of the player base that were involved with that, what I tossed back was how much of the player base is working to build up a community that isn't just focused on the winning part. And don't get me wrong, I play games, I like to win, I like to have winning forces, I like to have models that function well on the table. But when it comes to a player base that you are trying to nurture, trying to grow, how much of the player base, knowing that the company isn't really supporting that, has gone out of their way to really build up that hobby, hobby side of things. And the example that I tossed out was, for example, from Games Workshop, where Games Workshop is a company went the opposite direction. They, for many years, completely stepped out of the competitive side of things, out of the tournament side of things. They said, well, we make models for people to build and paint, and they really didn't do the tournament thing. And then the independent tournament circuit, the ITC, cropped up, and they, as a community, they fostered that side of the hobby. They saw where there was a piece lacking in that, and they built that up. One of the things that so many folks forget about is how there are three prongs to the war game modeling hobby. There is the competition piece, which has two branches. There is the branch that is the tournament competitive format, the beat other people, be the best. And there's also the side of that format that focuses on the narrative side. There they have their miniatures, they have their terrain sets where they're wanting to tell a story. And Privateer Press has really covered the competitive side well over the years, but in many ways they have really not done the storytelling piece to really bring out and promote that side of the hobby. It's been there, and they've hit on it, and they've had some good hits there over the years, but the consistency hasn't been there. Well, and then on those three pillars that the hobby's built on, then the next piece you get is the hobbyists. This is the modelers, this is the painters, this is the folks that, you know, they reach their hand into a box of bits and they come out with an amazing creation that they're gonna paint up. And Privateer Press games aren't the best for that part of the hobby. The painting piece, they have some amazing pieces to paint, but for the kit bashing and the building piece, not so much. And the third part, the background, the fluff, the people who dig in the stories, they want to know the what's and the why's, and they want to in the theater of the mind, they want to live in that part of the hobby. And each of us as gamers, we live in one or all three of these at any given time. And I have found as I have gotten older, we've actually I find myself wandering in and out of those. The focus of this podcast is actually going to end up being a lot more in the story building, in the fluff piece, to find out what got the characters where they're at, and why is this unit, how does it live in the world that it lives in. And that's one of the exciting things that we talked about. It got some good feedback, some back and forth. I kind of made a sweeping generalization to start out with, knowing that I'd get some pushback, and we got some good conversation there that was really, really, really appreciated on my part. But as for listener mail, that's what we're going to leave it at for right now. If you want to send in a piece of listener mail, you can send it to cactusflatsgames@gmail.com. Email's there. You can just address it to Brian, and that will get to me, and I will work on that. You can also look us up, Cactus Flats Games, on Facebook. You can shoot us a message through Facebook. Try to respond to those pretty quickly. And we'll correlate stuff together. If it's a direct question to toss an answer out, we'll go ahead and get that back to you as quick as we can. If it's something to talk about on the air, we'll go ahead and just get that collated and get those in the cast. But now we're going to transition to our main topic. Today, the main topic is going to be more of a broad sweeping. I want to talk about why I am so gung-ho on the hobby side of things, and why I've decided on Privateer Press and their Iron Kingdom world for this. So one of the things that I'm looking at is the fact that I have young kids. I have a 12-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they're getting to the point where they're really noticing dads. You know, dad plays games, he does miniatures and stuff, and they're wanting to know about it. And I'm realizing that as I tell them about this and I talk with their friends and the kids that they're around, that there is a need in this age where there's so much information and access that the internet gives, but there's just the information is there, but it's not being communicated. And so what I want to do is I want to create this place of community building. That's what I want it to be. I want it to be a place where folks can go and they can learn about community building. They can learn about all three pillars of the hobby rather than just whatever their particular little piece of echo chamber might be. And I want to just foster the conversation. A little bit of background. Privateer Press, they are about 20 years old. Founded in 2000. They have been very active over the years. They've had all kinds of different projects revolving around their IP. The Iron Kingdoms is where War Machine and Hordes exist. And they've had several games. They've had the Iron Kingdoms, what they call the Full Metal Fantasy role-playing game. They've got their War Machine High Command, Hordes High Command card games. They've got a horror game that's called Level 7. And they've got a whole bunch of what they call their casual game lines. And all sorts of different bits and pieces there, as well as the different models. They've gotten into where they're doing set piece type models that are simply meant to be painted in their show pieces. And there's been a lot of neat things there, but with their Iron Kingdoms intellectual property, what they have is it's a fantasy steampunk setting. Is the best way to put it. It's got that the Victorian era steampunk vibe to it on the War Machine side. On the Horde side, it's much more of a high fantasy setting. The dynamic is less technological and more archaic's not the right word, I guess, but it's an issue where they don't focus so much on the technology as the magic and the beast is what they use. Where War Machine will use what they call warjacks, which are, you know, these steampunk metal robots that are a combination of you know, steam driven machines and magic. Hordes uses what they call war beasts, which are depending on which piece of the fluff you're delving into, they're different animals from nature that have been, you know, magically coerced or bonded with to turn them into fighting entities. So with that, you end up with relatively small-scale skirmish-type fights. You have anything from, you know, a half dozen models to some armies can get to as many as 40 or 50 models, depending on how it's played. But it just depends on the different dynamics and stuff there. There are, you know, a dozen or so different factions. There's and with many of them with a dozen or two dozen different units in it. And so there's a lot of variety available there. There's a lot of being able to build a force that is flavorful and very compelling if you want to build a story around it. Those the theme forces that they have, they give you a particular flavor which you build towards, and there's benefits built in there, but the themes aren't necessarily required when you play either. So with that, in that setting, that's where we're going here. this rough high level overview, but as we get into our future sessions, we'll look at the history and the background and the dynamic there, both from the RPG side and on the tabletop game side. Closing that out, we just excited to dig into here and be able to help people just really get a flavor for what the world that can be gamed in here with these products. But so now it's time for our hobby progress segment. One of the big things right now is we're shopping around for a co-host. Me sitting here monologuing isn't necessarily something everybody wants to hear. If nothing else, the dynamic gives different perspectives, and that's something that I'm all about. So we're looking around, seeing if we're going to get a regular co-host or if we're going to have a few folks that float in and out, schedules willing. But that's going to be kind of exciting there. We're searching for a live play group that we're going to be able to bring in once a month to record 4 or 5 hours of play and be able to put that up as something for folks to just kind of enjoy and tell a story there. We've got a couple steps to that. First, we got to decide whether we're doing campaign or one shots. We got to find the play group. Then we got to figure out schedules and get that taken care of. That probably won't start till September, but that's, wheels are moving on that. For me, I'm painting some Trollbloods. I'm painting some Kador. I'm hoping to have one or the other of those ready to go to a tournament here in late August or September. I'm probably going to go down to Colorado and visit with some folks there, get some games in, get some reps, and really work on being a part of that community. That's exciting. Terrain-wise, we're also working on getting a pair of tables for a war machine put together here at my place. My 12-year-old, she wants to teach a couple of her friends how to play, and so we're working on getting some 2.5D terrain, as they say, with some 2D flats with terrain elements on top that we can pull off of it, so that we can get that 3D element, that storytelling, but also be able to get the accuracy that the terrain flats allow for. Anyway, that is going to wrap it for our session zero. That's the high overview format, what we're wanting to do. I want to thank you for listening. We do appreciate that. And I just want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, get notifications there, to see our video presence. If you prefer to just listen to the audio, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. Give that a listen when it comes out. We're looking at trying to release in the first week of the month and the third week of the month. I don't have set dates for that yet, but hopefully the 5th and the probably the 21st is what we're looking at to give us a gap there to get those sessions put together. Once again, I want to give a shout out to the Preferred Enemies podcast, part of the Undergopher Network, I believe is what they call themselves. Those guys down in Kansas City there, they do an amazing show for Warhammer 40K, and they're kind of the inspiration for getting this done. But once again, have a great night, good gaming, and may your dice roll hot.